Yes, Binghamton. Larry, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Charles.
Okay.
I just need to let people know that we're on our way home from Cleveland, and we're in the van, and the cell phone reception around here, you know how it is sometimes.
Oh, indeed, I do. That's why I don't have one. but I'm probably going to get one eventually, you know.
You're going to have to get one, Chad. You're going to have to step up into the 21st century like everybody else.
Well, Larry, I know. So how was the show in Cleveland?
Oh, the show in Cleveland was pretty slick, man. And we had a pretty nice weekend. It was Utica, where we saw our very good friend OJ.
Ordinary Joe, folks, for those
yeah.
in the listening audience. Ordinary Joe was well respected here because he had a kids show at this station, you know.
So, oh, yeah?
Yeah. He imagine that.
Ordinary Joe had a radio program?
He had a radio program with kids, brother, and he did very well.
What made him quit? What happened?
Let's not get into that.
No, he's my boy, man. What are you talking about?
We had big fun. Well, he moved.
We had big fun up in Utica, man.
Oh, I'm sure you did, but he moved to Utica, so that's why he's no longer here, you know.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
But he and his wife used to do radio here, and they were well liked by the people listening in this audience. Anyway, yeah. Larry, let us know what you've been doing with Dub as a Weapon.
Okay, well, the last week or so has this month, July, is really, you know, pretty much pretty exciting for us. Last week, and we were down in Portsmouth, Virginia. We did a show with the Wailers and with Steel Pulse. Then last Tuesday, we were up in Vermont opening for Femi Kuti.
Mm.
And on the 26th, we are opening for Yellow Man in SOBs in New York. You know, so this, the opening slots have stepped up a little bit, for which we're thankful. We're seeing, you know, quite a few more people are getting a chance to see us and form their opinions as to what we're doing.
So it sounds pretty exciting. It does sound exciting. Sounds like, you know, the more crowd you get, the more that's going to inspire you too, you know, the band anyway.
Well, actually, I'm pretty much fired up by what this band is doing, you know, the trend is taking, and it's just musically it's very satisfying for me. Very, very satisfying musically. And these youngsters can play. They play the hell out of some dub, man.
Well, listen, oh, yeah. You got to hail them up, and especially Dave Hahn, you know, because I know he's the brains behind the whole thing.
Hey, fellas, just say hi to Russ Charles and Russ Charles Radio Land.
Yeah, Russ Charles.
There you go.
I hail you up, fellas. Drive safely. You got to get the old man home.
we putting the pedal to the metal, big dance rolling, and nothing stays in front of us for very long. We pull them in.
Well, hey, hello? You guys have been to Asheville, haven't you?
Yes, we've been to Asheville.
Well, I was down there, man, and it kind of blew me away. Just
Asheville is a pretty cool place, man.
I'm telling you, brother, you know, and I'm thinking about making a... I ain't going to tell you. I ain't going to tip my hand.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Well, you know, okay. I was talking to my daughter, and, you know, she said, Russ, she said, Dad, you know, I had to get out of that place where you are now, and I took my time and planned it, and then I went to New York, and I had to get out of that place. And
yes.
Now she's satisfied where she is, you know. She's
yes.
doing her massage. She got a job for her.
How's she doing, man? She's
chiropractor,
right?
Brother. She's working for a chiropractor now.
Well, you give her my regards.
Indeed.
Tell her,
I mean,
you tell her I said hi. Yeah.
I actually would love her to come up here and crack my back. Because, <You know? laughs> hey, you know, I said, now I can say, now my daughter can come here. And when she comes to visit me, she can relieve some of the stress. You know,
yes.
you know, a nice back massage, man. I could go for that.
I know the stress thing, Charles. I know exactly how that stuff
works. But Larry, also, it's cloudy up here every other day. I mean, practically every day it's cloudy, humid, and it's time.
What do you mean, man? It's summer. What are you talking about?
Well, brother, but I like, you know, I went to Robert Roskine's. I visited him up in Grandfather Mountain, man. He has a big house up there in Grandfather Mountain. And Asher, I just talked to Asher yesterday. He visited there, too. He was down there, too. He said, man, once you get in that air up there in the mountains, man, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
But, Larry, I got to go now because the scheduled call is on the line.
Oh, okay, cool.
So that was a good little short unscheduled call, but it was good, and hope the listeners enjoyed it. And okay, we'll be in touch, Larry.
All right.
Okay.
Tell Angela I said hi.
All right. One love, my brother.
All right, cool.